I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. I'm Rachel Goodman, and we're here for the final episode of The Great The Beaver's Nose. We have a ton to talk about here. Joining me today, we've got Empress Tatiana.
I got pearls and all, guys.
And we've got Empress Tori.
Yes, as you see, like, the two empresses are matching. You see how we did that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice.
Real cute, real cute.
Totally. And you know what? Speaking of matching, Revolutionary Cody, you kind of have a shirt that matches.
Right?
A little bit. Yeah.
Did we plan this?
I mean, I think I missed the memo.
It's okay.
It's
all right. You're the leader of the
coup.
So
yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My headphones are like kind of pink. It works. We'll make it work. Yeah. So talking about making things work, I think that the best thing for us to do to start off this conversation is just to go around. Now that we've seen the whole entire first season of The Great, let's just give our overall thoughts. So Tatiana, what are you thinking right now after seeing the whole season?
I love this season. I'm like positive it's going to be a second and a third. I think the actors are wonderful. Each character has so much to it. There's so many sides and they're constantly developing and we get to see that, which is the most exciting part. And, you know, this last episode, it made me cry. It was so good. It was so good.
And Cody, what are your thoughts on just the whole season and this, you know, episode that we saw?
I love this show. I'm super stoked that I ended up on this panel because I honestly probably wouldn't have gotten myself to watch it if I hadn't had a reason to watch it. And I'm very happy I did because I am into this show. I literally was on the phone with my brother earlier telling him that this is like, you should watch this show. It's really freaking good. And this episode was kind of the explosion I was expecting it to be. And things kind of turned out the way I was expecting them to, and they sort of left it open for season two. And I'm stoked on it.
Yeah, they absolutely did. And Tori, what are your thoughts? Especially because we all talked about how we knew they had to have a cliffhanger at the end of this episode.
Yeah, they definitely gave us a cliffhanger. It's to the point where if there's not a season two, I'm going to be writing like a strongly worded letter to somebody. Because there's just so many, I think, like Cody said, there's so many complex characters. The plot is still leaving us with so many questions that we want answered that like, I need a season two like tomorrow. And so I really enjoyed this entire season. I was really drawn in. Like Cody said, this is definitely one that I've recommended to at least like six people already because it's that good. I know we've talked about the costume, the set, the plot, just everything really draws you in. And I'm going to be very upset if it ends right here because I just don't know enough yet. But maybe that was their point. But I've really enjoyed this season. Like I'm emphasizing, I'll be really disappointed if we don't get more.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think what's really interesting, if we kind of just dive into episode 10, what's interesting is that I think that, you know, when we were talking about our predictions last episode, most of us thought, okay, maybe Catherine won't actually try to kill him this episode, this season. I certainly didn't think that it was going to go to the coup when we opened up, but Catherine thought she was pregnant, thought that that's what she had to do. And so the first part of this episode focuses around not just the idea that she might be pregnant, but also on another birthday, hers. And it's this whole celebration. It's Peter trying to be the best, even though he's failing. And just because clearly he is not in tune with Catherine. And so we see him just kind of, you know, at this beginning, he's trying to one up Leo, and which is not going to happen. Tatiana, what were your thoughts on this opening and the impetus for Catherine to move forward with the coup?
I definitely thought Peter was trying his hardest, and I love that he was trying so hard that he actually is completely in love with her, it seems, and it made it more sad for him to find out everything that he did and for things to go the way they were. But I understand why she had to continue because her heart truly is for Russia. And there was no deviating from that plan, even though it seemed that she was sometimes sidetracked by how Peter was reacting towards her and trying. She was still straight on. So I admire her for that. I mean, it shows that she truly is, that is her destiny, to be the leader of Russia.
Absolutely. And the thing is that she, even in the beginning, she was just kind of setting it up. She was like, okay, Leo, this child is yours. And that was the whole thing we were talking about last episode. Whose child is it? How do we know for sure? We won't ever, if she even is pregnant. So, but that's the whole thing, is that she was almost setting it up so that she could be this, you know, Empress Catherine with Leo as her leading husband, maybe, or just leading man. Then we, you know, so we have all of this. We get to a scene where Catherine, like, she's setting all of this up. She's making her plans. Marielle's involved. She specifically does not have Marielle go to see Archie. She's having Orlo do that, which at this point, this is where I think she's really messing up. But Cody, what do you think of her plans? And also, let's touch on the fact that she was having Velimatov teaching her how to kill someone with a knife.
I thought her plans were definitely, it was, they were just fishy. Like, it wasn't necessarily bad, like, but when she was like, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do this, and Mariel's like, what am I gonna do? Why shouldn't I go see Archie. Thank you. Oh my God.
Archie.
I was trying to say the other one, but that's the one I meant, is Archie. She was like, why don't I go see Archie? It's like, oh, I need you here to help me get dressed. And it was just like,
degrading almost.
Yeah, yeah. It was just very out of character for Catherine, and it was just very noticeable. And there were a lot of things that were very out of character for people that just kind of la-di-da went away. And I was like, no, that was weird. Like, you don't do that. And then her getting or asking how to kill someone with a knife and being, I mean, that was fine. It just all felt very rushed. It's like she woke up and was like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And it was like, okay, this is, I just seemed very half-assed and impulsive, the whole thing.
So,
and this is how it ended up.
Tori, you seem you might have another opinion.
This is a mess. I was not here for it. It was a mess. I was like, can we please, like, not do this? And it was just a mess. So first, Peter was really trying in this episode to make her birthday special. And even though he was jealous of Leo, he kind of used that jealousy in a positive way. Like, he was using that jealousy to try to give a better gift to Catherine. Like, he was using that to try to be a better husband. And so it just kind of, this just all irritated me, because I know that I feel like if we can see the slight progress in Peter, then I'm not understanding why Catherine can't either. And just, I'm not saying, like, give up the whole plan, but at least not pick today. Like, this man is almost kissing your feet all day, something that he has never done. He confessed, but, like, he told you that he thinks he's starting to love you, and you pick today to kill. It just, like Cody said, it was very rushed. They weren't prepared. Just last episode, Catherine said they weren't prepared and then it wasn't the time. So why today? Why is it the time? Because you are just as ill-prepared as you were before. Today, it just felt like Cody said, it was very rushed. It was very impulsive. It was very sloppy. It was a mess. Now, Marielle, I probably would have made her dress me too, because she's all over the place, and sometimes just having her right here is best. We're definitely going to talk about what she does later. Like, I'm definitely sure we're going to get to this as we continue our conversation. But it was just sloppy. I was just not here for any of it. Like, I was actually very frustrated with Catherine and the whole coup brigade, because it wasn't called for. It wasn't necessary. And I know we're going to get to this later, but it genuinely hurt Peter's feelings. And I don't even like Peter, but I can definitely say that I don't think in this episode he deserves this. And I think the dog agrees.
Yeah. So my opinion on this is that I don't think Catherine, I was confused, like Cody said, and like you've all said, but especially like Cody, you said that it seemed out of character. My problem is I did not feel like Catherine really wanted to kill him until the moment where we saw them together, which we'll talk about that in a second. But I just, leading up to this, just even going back to last episode and the episode before, and, you know, like that time where they were dealing with Hugo, the King of Sweden, and how Catherine held Peter's hand and said, oh, you're thinking of your father. That isn't what you do to someone who you need to kill, who you want to kill. And I think what further frustrates me, and this is probably a great time to talk about Lizzie, Peter's aunt, what further frustrated me was the fact that Catherine made a promise, well, not necessarily a promise, but made an agreement that she would not kill Peter when Lizzie figured out what was going on. And so we've seen Catherine, and I'm just going to say a little bit of this before we get to it, but we've seen Catherine break multiple promises in this episode, even to people who she should, who she shouldn't be breaking promises to. And I think that is one of the reasons they were ill-prepared. Wasn't so much that they, I mean, I don't think that anyone's truly 100% prepared for something like this, but when you're turning your back on people who you are supposed to have their back, and like, really, like, these are your these are your number one, like, allies, and you're turning your back on them before you're even in power, that is not a good way to start something when you are trying to take over a government. So that, those are my thoughts there. I know, like, we had a lot with Lizzie. Tatiana, what were your thoughts with Lizzie? And not just the conversation, but also the fact that Lizzie knew when to leave.
I think she's the type of person that just wants to take herself out of the situation. So nothing, she has no responsibility.
Yeah.
It seems that's kind of how she lives her life anyway. And so, you know, that was her farewell to Peter. When she was like, sometimes life is hard, but I know what needs to be done, needs to be done. I know that's mm-hmm. not what she said, but something like that.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm going to the countryside. So she's going to leave and come back, and it's all going to be different. And she'll just continue her life as she wants, because that's how her life is. It seems that it's like undisturbed almost, you know, she just kind of witnesses everything going on. Which sucks. And as far as Catherine, you know, the conversation that they had, I think that Catherine like woke up from that dream where the bear fell on her. And, she thought, the only way I'm going to be Russian is if I do these things. Like, this is how Russian people act, I think, is what she was, the sudden call for, like, I'm just going to wake up and kill somebody. And now I'm going to, you know, I can do it because I'm Russian. I feel like she's constantly trying to be Russian because everybody's telling her, you're not really Russian, you're German. So what the heck? And she's like, I am in my heart. So I think this in her mind, just her personally, I feel like she was trying to prove to herself that she was Russian.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where that came from, you know, because it was a huge shift. From last episode, I totally agree. And it was so fast, and, you know, it's for it to be just a dream is that explanation. But I honestly think she's a very rash person. And, I think she just honestly wants to be Russian.
Yeah. I think that just, you know, that kind of goes along with just how rash all of this really was, and how, you know, she went about it for maybe the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. So let's move forward a little bit. Let's talk about Leo. One, the fact that he gave Catherine the ring that actually called her Catherine the Great. But then let's just talk about the whole situation with Leo, because this was very sad. Cody, what are your thoughts on just everything that Leo went through this episode and his potential ending? We don't know for sure, but potentially, I mean, he's dead.
Yeah, when Catherine, when they had that little last moment together, and when she turned around, I was expecting just hear pew, pew, and like that was going to be it. But so we actually don't know if he like was sent off or if he was killed or so. Yeah, that was left open. I hope he's alive. I like him. But at the same time, it's very similar to what you had been saying, Rachel. And it's so much what Voltaire actually said is that that's your first love. Like, great, move on. Like, that's, there's no way this is just it. And though I do like Leo, I never thought that they were going to be like madly in love for the rest of their lives. But it just sucks. Is like, he wouldn't have been a casualty of the situation, not in general, but of the situation, if just like he had given her the peach like in their room or in the forest. The only reason it became a thing is because someone saw them from the window. Mm-hmm. Like it could have been, and then it wouldn't have been like a, he wouldn't have been a bargaining chip in the end. It would have just, just been as simple as that. And so it's just, it was just very unfortunate. And it go, it all goes down just like Catherine just acted too rashly today. And it was, and so much, so many bad things happened because she, for some reason, woke up and decided to act.
Yeah. I just want to say, going off that too, the fact that, you know, he does, like, I feel like it was all leading to this, especially with Leo. It's either you choose your great love or you choose Russia. And even that, like Tatiana, as you were saying, that she did so much of this just to prove she was Russian. That is definitely included in there as well, in terms of something that it's like, okay, well, it's like almost like she's just trying to prove herself too much. Let's go back a little bit and talk about Marielle, because her involvement in this, and I just want to go around and ask all of you, Tori, your thoughts on Marielle this episode. I know we've been predicting that she was going to ruin things. What do you think about what happened this episode?
Yeah, it's a no for me. It's been a no for me. It'll always be a no for me. That lady, that woman, really was pissing me off. And it just, I feel like I'm a good judgment of character because I don't like her. And what she did, I feel like we knew the minute she had the opportunity to become a lady, all of this is going to go out the window. And I think, Rachel, you said it, or somebody said on the panel, that all that stuff on the wall should have been taken down a long time ago, just because it's just
absolutely
too, it's too out there. Like, you pulled the wrong thing and you could have easily seen it on accident, let alone somebody purposely showing you. And so it was the dumbest thing. And the fact that she went back to Catherine, didn't even let her off the door. I don't know if she could. I don't know if she was like locked in from the inside. No, she had to be locked in from the outside. Didn't even let her out. And then is like telling her what she did and is like, you'll understand one day that this is the best thing to do. For who? Because it wasn't for me. And we don't even know if people promote it yet. So you better hope it was worth it. Because if it wasn't, I'm going to make you feel it. I'm going to make you feel it. I'm saying I'm the Empress. But she was like, that was just the most selfish thing that she could have done. And I can't say I'm surprised, because I definitely thought it was going to happen. But when we get season two, I'm hopeful that it's going to come. This is like, that even might start a war between the two of them. And I don't really know how that's going to work out for Mario's favor, because even if she does get promoted to being a lady, none of the other ladies like her. So now what? You didn't lose Catherine, potentially, unless she like has a forgiving heart, because maybe I don't. And then she lost the ladies already. So it's just kind of like, what did you even do this for? Like, you want to be a lady this bad. Why?
I have the same question. What? Why? Like, is it can't be just status, because even if she, like you were saying, even if she went back to being a lady, like, she would wear nice clothes. Like, I mean, that's it.
She'd also have an apartment and not live in the servants' quarters. And I also think that because Peter knew that Catherine did it, or I guess he didn't actually know yet, but if Peter found out Catherine was responsible for everything, I think he would have killed Mariel as for being an accomplice.
Yeah, so my thing
Or maybe just Archie wants to think that. Sorry, please go, Rachel.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here. I don't trust Mariel. I don't think I ever will at this point. I think that their friendship is done. I don't think there's a way past it. Even if Mariel, like, I think that Mariel, there was a part of her that did this to save her own skin. But also on top of that, just to play the devil's advocate, I do think that what Mariel said to Peter did save Catherine's life, because if there's an heir, which, you know, there may or may not be, but if there is an heir, then they're not going to kill the woman carrying the child, especially someone like Peter, whose ego is so inflated that, you know,
but how would Peter know if Mariel didn't tell her? Because you, Rachel, predicted it last episode. You said that you thought Peter would find out that it was Catherine, but he would just be like, oh, whatever, she tried to kill me, ha ha ha. And that's kind of what happened. Like,
yeah.
He laughed it off. That's kind of what happened. It's exactly what happened, yeah.
I tried to kill you, you tried to kill me, I'm gonna just lock you in a room so you get over it.
Right.
Yeah. No, I know. I don't think that Peter would have found out without Marielle telling him, but I think that Marielle told him everything, but especially included the part about the pregnancy so that it would save her life. And I think Marielle did this so that she would, one, save her skin, but also save Catherine's skin as well. But I don't trust Marielle. You know, we all seem to be in agreement there, but I do think that Marielle did have a point in that she added that information about the pregnancy to try and spare Catherine's life. So I think that she was kind of trying to look out for her friend a little bit. But that being said, something else to keep in mind here, and this brings us into a great conversation piece about Archie and Orlo, because we also don't know what's up with Orlo. I'm presuming he's alive, but we don't know that. But it brings us back to the fact that Marielle was in a confrontation with Archie, and part of the reason she could have felt pressure to tell Peter is because she blabbed her mouth to Archie. Tatiana, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I basically think if Archie knows, Peter's going to know. But Peter will only know half of it because Archie's going to try to use it to his advantage. Yeah. Like, I feel like Archie is out for himself. Because even after Orlo told him, you know, yes, it's Catherine, haha, and he was being all crazy and brave and stuff, he was like, huh, I see an opportunity here. Mm-hmm. There's always room for a plan or negotiation or something that he said. So, you know, I truly believe Archie is his only motivation is where he can be in the court and how much influence he has. So even though he knew it was Catherine, he didn't run to Peter. I thought it was interesting that he didn't run to Peter and he wasn't trying to like help him or save him. He went to Elizabeth, and he is so intent on making her the next ruler because he thinks that she's rash and crazy in a good way, but can also, you know, heed his instruction, I guess, I'm assuming.
Well, what I'm taking this as with Elizabeth is that she is fleeing because she understands that I don't think that she believed that Catherine or Peter would win. I don't think she knew, but I think she did know to get out of Dodge so that she would be protected no matter what. And Archie knew the same exact thing, and he went to her because he figured if there's a chance that this is really messy between Catherine and Peter, Elizabeth will be the one that ends up ruling Russia. And so he knows. I think that he's going with the most practical person, and it won't even be necessarily like, oh, hey, Elizabeth, are you going to be the ruler? I don't think he's going to come out and directly say that, but I think that they're going to talk and that they're going to be kind of waiting and play things very safely. And if and when there's an opportunity, they'll both come in and try to take over together. Cody, Oh, no, go ahead.
Do you think Elizabeth wants to rule, or do you think that she's comfy in where she's at?
That's a really good question. It's to me, I think she's more comfortable where she's at. I don't think she necessarily has to rule. I think Catherine's the one who is becoming, like, we can see that from almost the beginning she wanted to rule. So I think that it's not like that, but I think Elizabeth wouldn't be unhappy with it either. Cody, what do you think?
I was actually fixing my chat right now to see if it was there, so I missed the question.
No problem. No, the question is just, well, let's talk a little bit about, so we don't run out of time here, let's talk about Archie and Orlo. What did you make of that situation?
They are such a funny duo, and not to bring another Game of Thrones reference into this, but they remind me so much of Littlefinger and Varys.
Yes.
And
yes.
I can see it.
And it was very interesting. And kind of like Tatiana said, he was like, oh, there's always opportunity. And I don't know if that was like the truth, but might have just been to like grab the book and swing in his head. It was just, I don't know what to make of it. And I do think that Orlo is alive because we saw him kind of grunting on the floor. But again, they kind of left that open because we didn't see him after that room. But we saw that Archie had left the room and gone to talk to Elizabeth, who I like her a lot. I'm not sure what to make of it. It's interesting.
I wonder why he didn't kill him. Why that, Archie didn't kill
Ooh, that's Orlo. A good point.
Tori, are your thoughts on, oh, sorry.
No, there, well, I just think there's good reason for that.
I think, first of all, Orlo needs to learn that when somebody says they're reaching for your for their Bible, you should know that they're about to kill you. Second time somebody used that line on him, it nearly killed him, if not killed him this time. I just feel like, come on, we need to learn from our previous experiences. And Orlo in this, like, it's not even liquid courage because he's completely sober when he's doing it. But I don't, it's just like, why did you think that you was going to go in there and kill him? Like, what? Let's honestly be real here. You've killed one person on accident, basically. And now you think that you're going to go in and kill someone that has a solid, like, 2 feet on you. I just, okay. It was just very brave. And I don't really know where the bravery came from. And I really don't know if Orlo is alive or dead. At first, I thought I saw, like, blood coming from his head. But then I wasn't sure if that was his hair because it was a little dark. So I was like, ooh, he could be alive, but he also could be dead. I don't know. He wasn't talking. He could just be knocked out temporarily. So that's another cliffhanger because he could very well get up or he could very well not. So that was just, like you said, Cody, that was a good, it's an interesting dynamic to watch. And it definitely reminds me of Littlefinger and Varys. But I don't, them two, I kind of feel like they need each other, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think they balance each other out of like reason and religion. So it'll be kind of weird if Orlo dies and we don't see him in the next season. Cause I just kind of feel like you have to have one with the other.
Yeah, I don't think that Orlo is going to die. The real question is Leo going to die? Because all they did, so we had, let's talk about the ending and then we'll get to our special segments. So I just want to point out two things. When we had Voltaire show up, one, that is historically, I don't know about that specific moment, but Catherine was in real life friends with Voltaire. They were pen pals for a very long time. So that was very historically accurate that they knew each other. And also Candide, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, with anyone at listening at home who is not. Candide is very satirical. It satirizes religion, politics, philosophers, and it's like Voltaire and Catherine were kind of talking about at that, you know, at the table. Essentially, Catherine's optimism was, you know, not obviously not where Voltaire is. And it was just interesting to me that Catherine would think everything would work out in her favor and that she had everything to live for. And then when we get to the end where she has made her decision to choose Russia over Leo and everything has fallen to crap, for lack of a better word, it's like, yeah, Catherine's getting what she wants, but she's losing her world. So let's just maybe talk about our final thoughts on that ending. Cody, what do you think?
Do you mean like the very ending of the episode of this season?
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about that.
I was a little uncertain of what it meant. Because she comes back from the forest and she turns to homeboy and he just shoots his gun into there. And it seemed like that was the sign to start the coup again, right? Mm-hmm, that's what it was?
To keep going, so, yeah.
To keep going. It
was getting formation. That's basically what she was saying.
Yeah.
So I'm just very intrigued. I don't know if Leo's alive or not. It seems like he is, but he was also surrounded by like 6 guards in the forest. So Peter would have been the one to been like, all right, she's going to come say bye and then kill him afterwards. But I'm not really even sure how to digest it.
See, I'm just going to say one thing. And then Tatiana, I want to get your opinion on this too. Historically, he kind of has to die because unless they're completely changing this, Catherine has many lovers. She is not someone who just sticks with one person. So I feel like he has to die. Plus, if he doesn't die, it sort of cheapens this idea that she had to pick Russia over her love. Mm-hmm. Tatiana, what are your thoughts?
No, I agree with you. I kind of felt like when she went to see Leo in the forest, they both kind of knew what was going to happen without her saying it, which was heartbreaking, you guys, heartbreaking. Yeah. And then when she went back to give the go ahead to start, you know, the uprising again, that last gunshot, I felt like it was significant of two things, that this was going to be it, like they were going to take over Peter. And also, you know, Leo dying. I thought that it was, you know, both of those. And it also made me think, you know, Rachel, to your point, that, yeah, this is probably going to be, Leo is probably going to be her one great love and her true love, if, you know, if I can even go that far. And for her to give it up to Russia, it's kind of like she made her choice, her heart is burned. And if she gave up Russia, then she would be empty, right? Because those are her two loves. So she's never going to find the connection she had with Leo. She won't find that again. Yeah. So I totally agree with you. I think he's dead, because if he wasn't, it would totally cheapen this pick between the two.
Absolutely. And I think this is the moment I wrote in my notes that when Velimitov shot the gun, her eyes went dark. That's literally how I ended my notes, because to me, it was like she went from being a really cheerful, happy person to suddenly, this is when we really see Catherine the Great.
Oh, you got goosebumps.
Because her eyes went from, like, you know, really, like, not innocent, because she wasn't innocent, but she went from, like, not really having experienced, she had her love. She had a lot of really happy things going for her, despite being with Peter and all that terribleness. But mm-hmm. she had things to look forward to. And now I feel like we see a hardened woman, and that's where the change is. And I just want to say that in reality, Catherine the Great has another person who's considered her great love, who she doesn't meet until later. So I that's another reason why I think Leo is done. Unless they're really changing things. But Tori, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's done for him for multiple reasons. One, because like you guys said, I completely agree. If he lives, it's just like the whole climax to me over Russia just doesn't matter and just goes out the window. That's for one. Number two, to save her life, she had to basically sell this idea that the child that she's carrying, I think we're for sure that she's pregnant at this point, is Peter. And you cannot, I just feel like anybody with, you know, that can do simple math of 1 + 1 = 2 will know that there's a strong possibility that that is not Peter's son. I think all of us on the panel think that that's not his son anyway. So I think just him being around, it complicates too much on top of cheapening the whole idea of picking between the two. So it was just kind of like you guys said, I think Tatiana, you said it, the minute that the guy shot the gun in the air, I definitely thought like that was two shots in one. Because even if he didn't die in that moment, the minute anyone in Peter's camp finds out about, you know, her starting this thing back up, they're going to, like, Leo's going to be the first person they kill. He's mm-hmm. surrounded by soldiers just waiting for the go-ahead. Like, that's the whole reason why he can't roam freely in the first place. And so I think it was just kind of like us getting closure, them getting closure, because we're not going to see him again. Like, we just know that we're not. We already knew that he had to go anyway. He should have just left with his letter. But he decided to stay, and now look at him.
Man, yeah. You still are bitter over that letter.
I didn't let it go.
Well, we have a few minutes left. Why don't we just really quickly go around and give, like, you know, a really brief prediction for what we think is going to come in season two. Tatiana, do you want to start?
Or
do you
want me to go to- sure. Okay, yeah. Let's do it. I think that, okay, we all agree. I think Leo's dead. I think that, I don't think Peter will die yet. I think he's going to escape some way. And I think Catherine will come to power and everybody will embrace her because she's kind of set herself up for success. But I think he's hidden. And the fact, or when Elizabeth said, I'm going to go in the countryside, I think she told him where she was going to be so that if something happened, he would run there. Mm-hmm. Because I can't imagine that he wouldn't know where that was. That's and so I think he's going to go there and possibly hide out. But I don't think he's dead. I feel like he is too good of a character. We've spent so much time learning him and developing his character that he can't just die in the first season. So I think that's going to happen. But she's definitely going to come to power and she will be well received.
Awesome. And Tori, what are your predictions for season two?
Yeah, I definitely think that Peter is going to be around. And knowing that this is a satire, I feel like there's going to be like a sort of humor between like who can kill who first. Like now that we have this war, I think they're just going to like have these little like plots on how to kill one another. And then something will probably happen. And I thought that maybe he'd either go to Georgina and Gregor's estate because they've been talking about it, or to the aunts when something goes bad and just kind of like wait it out or die it out, whatever happens. But I do know that he is going to die, and I think even though we've grown to love Peter and his character, not like love him but his character, I think once Catherine steps into power, we're going to see a whole different dynamic anyway. So I think once Peter leaves, like, we'll still be entertained because there's so many things that come with running a country anyway. So I think maybe like mid-season he'll die and then we'll see her really step into that power.
Awesome. And Cody, what are your predictions for season two?
Those all sound pretty valid. I'm on board with it. I like the idea that Peter's going to run away to his aunt. I think that's smart. I'm still on this train that, oh my gosh, her name is escaping me. Let me start there then. Her and Marielle, I don't think it's done. I don't think their friendship is over, but I knew that this is something I knew is that she was going to betray her. And like, cause for another season to happen, the entire dynamic of everything needs to be flipped. So Marielle and her, I don't think they will be friends in the beginning of season two. I think there will be some sort of way that it comes back together, but I'm still, what is Gregor's wife? Gregor's wife's name.
Georgina.
Thank you. She still, like, even there was a brief moment where he comes out of he locks Catherine in the room and then she's standing there and she kind of looks back at the door and is like, and so I just think Georgina's got something up her sleeve. She is working on something.
She's in it for the opportunity.
It very might be she just wants to maintain this rich lifestyle and that's just what it is. But a part of me really thinks she's got something cooking and that we'll see in the next season.
So, okay, I think, and this is...
And I still don't think she has a baby. I don't think she's pregnant.
I think she is really? Pregnant. I think she is pregnant because Paul was really the name of Catherine's son.
That is true.
And okay. Also, I'm just going to take this as an opportunity to also recommend Catherine the Great, the HBO series, which is also amazing. And anyone who enjoyed this will also enjoy that. It picks back up when she's a little bit older. And so a lot of my predictions are with that in my head, but I'm thinking that she will have the son. She historically has a daughter as well. So I'm assuming they're going to show the kids. And that Leo will die, that either way. But then there's also a part of me that thinks that the guards that are surrounding Leo will actually turn and side with Catherine and Leo will be spared. But I think whether Leo lives or not, the point is that Catherine made this decision. She has already gone to a different place. I don't think that anything's going to bring her back from this place that she's gone. And I think it's setting the stage for her as the empress and the ruler of Russia and how she is, which is a very great leader. They call her Catherine the Great for a reason. And so I think that that's what they're setting up for season two, is that she is stepping into her own power. She's not going to follow people. She's going to do things. She'll be diplomatic, but not necessarily, like, she'll be more hard about what she's actually going to follow. I think that they are going to tweak things a little bit in this so that it will be that Catherine does take the throne. I don't think that Peter's going to willingly give it to her. I think that he's just playing a game. And so there's going to be, I don't think she's going to have the throne in the very beginning of season two, but I think that by the end, she's going to be, you know, on the throne and that Peter will be dead. And it won't be at her hands, because I do think that Catherine generally does care for Peter, just not in the same way as Leo, but I do think she loves him in a different kind of way and wouldn't necessarily have been able to kill Peter either way because she cares about him. So those are my predictions and thoughts for the finale. I think that about wraps up our show for today. It has been really amazing being on the panel with you all. Tatiana, where could everyone find you?
I am at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms.
And Cody, where can everyone find you?
I am on Twitter as Cody_F and on Instagram as Cody Epp, CodyEpp.
Awesome. And Tori?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Tori with two E's or on Instagram at Toxic Model. I follow back. So,
cool. Check me out. And you can find me on Twitter at Rach Goodman or on my author Instagram account at Rachel Radner Author. Hopefully we will be back for a season two.
Huzzah!
On that note, have a great week, everyone. We will talk to you soon.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.